Okay, so we were learning the psukim of Yonah. As we said, the Yonah is a mashal, is an example. Yonah is not a person in this sefer according to the Gra, at least not only. It's a remez for something else. In addition, it's telling us about the story of the Jewish soul. The Yonah is the neshama. It comes from Amitai, it comes from Hashem. He has a mission to accomplish, to tell people about the Ratzon Hashem. And he's told to go down into the world, go into Nineveh, which is the world, and kra aleha, and go tell everybody that that there's a lot of evil coming up to me from people's actions, and the neshama has to fix it. What happens? Yonah goes, Livroach Tarshisha. The Gra says, Tarshish is not just another city. Tarshish is the city in Yechezkel, the city in Yirmiyahu, that is the city that represents gold and silver and all the beauties of the world. Milifnei Hashem, and it's trying to run away from Hashem. The soul is running away from Hashem. Vayered Yafo, and it follows the beauty. Yafo is a port city. But Yafo in this case means the beauty of the of these things. And it's a very, like we said last time, it's a refined Yetzer Hara. It's a very nice Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara of low, running after physical desires, it's low. But the Yetzer Hara of the beauty of the world and the fine riches of the world, it's a very nice Yetzer Hara. It's good. So that Yetzer Hara catches the attention of the neshama. The other Yetzer Hara of physical pleasure catches the attention of the guf, the body. But the Yet, okay? Vayimtsa aniya, and he finds a boat. So we mentioned last time that the ocean symbolizes this world. Why? Because no one lives in the ocean permanently. You can only live in the ocean temporarily. And the point of the ocean is to get you between two bodies of water, of land. So the ocean represents this world. It's the travel of the neshama between two bodies of land. The neshama starts off in Olam Haba and it goes back to Olam Haba. In the middle, it's in this world. So it's traveling temporarily through. That's the function of an ocean. The ocean also tries to cover over the land. The ocean, this world, tries to get the attention like it's the main thing. It tries to cover over the land. So how does a person travel through the ocean? With a boat. So the boat is the guf. And the neshama is the sailor going in to the boat. So Vayimtsa aniya bar tashisha. He found the boat. Vayitein nischara. And he gives it, he pays the body, right? He pays the boat the wages it costs to take the travel. Vayered ba lovo yimayim tashisham lifnei Hashem. So the question is that he has a diak here. It says, Vayimtsa aniya ba'a tarshisha. It's coming, it's lashon nekeva. It's lashon nekeva, it's female. So he says an interesting concept in general is that and he's going to use this concept a few other places, is that there's two powers in the world. The world was created with the power of a male and a female. That's the way the world was created. Adam Chav, this is the way the world was created. Why? Because everything works that there's the mashpia and the makabel. That means there's the one giving over and the recipient. The female represents the recipient and the male represents, the zachar represents the initial power. The recipient shapes it, forms it, but the initial strength, initial mashpia, hashpa, the initial, I guess, koach involved. So he says the neshama represents the zachar because it goes into the guf. So it's held by the guf, but really the ikar of forming it is the neshama. Okay, but that's why it says ba. The boat is lashon zachar. That is lashon nekeva, because that's referring to the guf. It's always lashon nekeva. It's just the recipient of the neshama. Now, what does it mean that in the mashal, what does it mean he paid the schar? Okay? So, what does it mean he paid to get onto the boat? But what does it mean in the mashal? in the story. So he says that the neshama helps the guf get pleasure. So the neshama tells the guf, let me on, because the neshama says, look, if I'm not a part of the guf, you can't enjoy anything in this world. You're dead. So let me join, and I'll make sure you get a lot of good stuff. I'll pay you. You're going to end up, if I'm here, you're going to start enjoying life. You're going to enjoy yourself. And now the neshama feels obligated to give the guf what it wants. That's what it means, that the neshama is now paying the schar to the guf. Okay? The way he says it is like this. Sheshibed esichlo. The person uses the neshama to, instead of the guf being here to help the neshama, instead of using the body to help in spiritual pursuits, what happens is the opposite. The neshama pays the guf. The neshama helps the guf get what it wants. Right? Sheshibed et sichlo, he uses his seichel, bekochotav v'tavotav amugunim, lahavrot b'emet haguf. He figures out ideas how to make the guf feel better. He says, al zeh amru schar avera keneged hefseda. It's the reward that you get, meaning the all those sensations of kavod, of honor, of pleasure, the neshama is helping you get them. So the neshama is paying the guf reward. And that's a big problem. That the neshama is basically being used to pay the guf what it wants. Okay? Now, Vayered ba, it says he went down into the boat. Why does it say he went down into the boat? It just says he went into the boat. He went down into the boat because the neshama now goes down a level. So it went down a level because now it's in the guf and it's just helping the guf. And now it's going to Tarshish. Now the boat and the guf, the neshama and the guf are on their way to Tarshish to figure out how to get money, how to get covered, how to do everything that needs to happen. And during this process, he's borech milifnei Hashem. Shekulchem borechim milafanav ve'in rotzim la. We don't want, we're running away from Hashem. We don't. The neshama had a good time up in Shemayim, but now that he's down here, he's running with the guf to get what he can. So this is the mashal right now. The Yonah enters the boat. He has a mission, and he runs away from his mission straight on the boat to Tarshish. What happens right away? Hashem's not happy. Vashem heitil ruach gedola elayam. Hashem makes it stormy. Vahi sa'ar godoil bayam, and there's a big sa'ar. V'haniya, and the boat chishva lihishaver was about to break. So this is already the time that Hashem said enough. Let's break the boat, and Neshama, you come back upstairs. Okay? Now, he says, there's a little bit to come. Let's get to the end of the puzzle. We'll go back to the beginning. He says, I have to more time to get into this whole part. Well, then let's see. Okay, he makes a great deal over here. It says, V'haniya, the boat, chishva lehishaver. Really, literally, what it means is, it was about to break. But the word is very strange, because chashav means to think. So, the boat thought about breaking. Boats don't think. So he says it's referring to the mashal. The pasuk uses a word specifically to include the mashal, according to the Zohar, that it's saying the guf thinks now it's over, it's all over. Now, why does the guf think it's all over? What about the neshama? The neshama knows it's never all over. Because the neshama knows that if it messed up, it could always fix it up. It could come back down again. The neshama has a second chance. So neshama does not think when it's dying that it's all over. But the guf, it's all over. If the guf messed up in this world, it doesn't really get a second chance. The only thing it has is that it will decompose. And eventually there'll be tchiyat ha-meitim, but it has to decompose first. So it means the guf doesn't really have a second chance. Only a guf of a person that was perfect, that was never used for anything bad, stays intact. Like the guf of the gedolim. But otherwise, the guf is very nervous. So specifically, the guf is nervous right now. There's a big storm. Now the guf is getting nervous. The neshama says the girl is not that nervous. The neshama is scared, but the neshama doesn't think it's breaking. Haniya chashva li yishaver. Mashaykin haguf she'eino metukan begilgul. It doesn't have a choice of gilgul. Tishaber lanetzach. It's going to be broken forever. V'hu doime lekliheres. It's like a kliheres. That the only way that it could be, the only way the kliheres can be. Kliheres is pottery. The only way you can make it tahar is by breaking it. So, umeduyak lashon chishva liyishaver she'eino shayach al sfina. Why is he using that word? So it specifically uses that word to explain this part of the mashal. Okay, so now we're up to the next pasuk, pasuk dalet, and in pasuk dalet we start introducing the problems that happen in the world, and why the guf gets nervous if it's too involved on the way to Tarshish. Okay, now we still have to learn a little bit. The Goel has a diuk. It says Hashem heitil ruach gedola. There was a big wind, elayam. Vayhi sa'ar gadol, and there was a big wind. But it uses two words, sa'ar and ruach. Why two words? And why ruach gedola, sa'ar gadol? Why nekeva and zachar? And to learn that also. That's tomorrow. Okay. Okay, shkach.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah.